Hallelujah, God, we praise. So can you hold your devotional? It's always a joy and a pleasure to share God's word with you. Today, on the devotional, I'll share with you God's word. While still looking at the intercession series, prayer series, I want us today to focus on Anna's prayer life. What can we glean from Anna's prayer life? The Bible tells us in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 36 to 37. It says, there was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped day and night, fasting and praying. But we find here that Anna was devoted to prayer. It's important that we live lives that are dedicated and devoted to prayer, not just because we are prophets, some prophets, or some ministers. No, Anna lived the ideal life, devotion and dedication to prayer. What do we learn from this scripture also? That she was consistent. Anna was consistent in prayer. Anna fasted. She fasted continually. She fasted. She was consistent. The Bible says she worshipped God daily in the temple, night and day. Then she lived a life, a fasted life, living a life of devotion, total devotion, complete devotion to the Spirit of God, to the spirit of prayer and supplication. Then finally, she waited for the Messiah. You know, Anna had been waiting for the Messiah, and her persistent prayers and fasting showed that she was expectant. She was devoted to it, and she was expectant. How does she live from 7 years after marriage, where she might have been very young, to being 84 years old? So what does this show? That sometimes what we ask God for, especially when it has to do with national revival, national deliverance, sometimes those prayers, we don't see the reversal of the situations immediately. So what should we do? We should continually pray. We should continually birth the situation in prayers. It doesn't matter how long it takes, especially, like I said, for national revival, national situation reversal. We must keep at it day and night. Don't burn out. Don't say we have prayed so much. You haven't prayed too much. It takes devotion, dedication, consistently, and with faith to keep doing this. Hence, the moment she set her eyes on Messiah, oh Lord, she was excited. So let us learn from this to consistently stand as intercessors in the gap for our nation. I always say my nation is Nigeria, and I'm passionate about her deliverance. I'm passionate about a change coming to this nation, and I trust God and I believe God that we will have the change we so desire in the name of Jesus. We are not going to relent. We are not going to give up. We are not going to give up because we're frustrated by the outcome of some election. No, we will keep at it. We will keep at it, and we will keep at it. We have understood by books that change should come. We have understood by books that the government shall be upon his shoulders. We have understood by books that God's people will shine. God's people, the righteous, will rule, and the people will rejoice. We have understood by books, and we're going to steady our faith, decreeing and declaring salvation for our nation in the name of Jesus. God bless you and strengthen you fill you up with the spirit of grace and supplication as you continually keep at it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.